Welcome to Smart Wrestling Fan, After Light.
After Light? Wow. Episode 1 of After Light, Smart Wrestling Fan. We're all here.
All the pals are here.
Waiting for you. Couldn't have a show without you.
Scooby-Doo. Well, we could without one of us, but it wouldn't be as bad.
But it was an exciting night last night of AEW versus NXT in the Wednesday Night War, the beginning of the first night ever. And although we're not going to review those shows in their entirety on this After Light episode, because that's for the main Smart Wrestling Fan show come Monday or so, the early projection numbers are in. By the way, I'm Joe Negron, along with Executive Moonbeam Amy.
Hello.
Mr. Mutant Larry.
And?
Kyle from accounting.
Snuffleupagus.
Mr. Snuffleupagus and Carlito. We're all here. Yeah. This is awesome. But yes, we decided to come together and produce a show because we have numbers and they are interesting. And also we have information that's interesting too. So
Information.
Information. Condensation. Information.
What are we doing first? Information or numbers?
Information. But did you see, did you watch The Prisoner or something, Larry? Are they saying information? What are you saying?
Information always makes me think of that Prisoner quote.
Okay.
Okay, first, though, before we even get started with the information condensation or the numbers, a thing happened today that I think that the Smart Wrestling Fan universe needs to know about.
Okay,
this because is important. It's kind of a daily occurrence.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no.
You,
this is not why we signed on to do an extra podcast today.
Too bad. You, Larry, have a bad habit of butt-dialing Joe.
That technically in the wasn't car, a butt dial.
In the shower, yesterday you did in it the like bar, three in some times. Floozy, you butt dial Joe, and you do it often.
Oh my god!
But this time you butt dialed us while you were playing music, and it was so loud that we could Shazam it.
Yeah,
and you were listening to.
I was taking a shower. I take loud showers.
I'm gonna say something else.
You were listening to The Who's How Many Friends, and the answer is zero.
I was listening to the whole Who by Numbers album, actually.
Okay.
And what did I say? I said, I can't tell if this is Rush or Pink Floyd. And then a third thing, it was on the tip of my tongue. And then as soon as we shazammed it, I was like, the third thing was The Who. Yes.
And Joe and I were screaming into the phone, trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
And you're singing in the shower, and then you're talking to yourself, and then you finally figure it out.
Was I talking to myself?
Yes.
Yes. You always talk to yourself. When you think you've hung up the phone with me, you sing and talk.
Yes. All the time.
You're like, I love Fruity Pebbles. There's a ghost in my house. That's you. All the time. Love those Fruity Pebbles.
Can't get enough of that. And I was in the shower. Somehow I must there's have a ghost.
He's stalking me. Ghost stalking me. My house. These are the things you do when you think I'm not listening.
Gotta move this toothbrush to the other room so it dries.
Yeah, Larry.
What did I say?
Don't let my peas touch my potatoes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I said.
That's what you do. So,
you know, if I had a phone that wasn't from the 1980s.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
It would work.
Oh, hey, remember when Joe said that we might have a phone for you? I don't. Sorry.
I checked them all, Larry, and they're all older than yours. I'm so sorry.
How are they old? They're iPhone 5?
They're like lost and found.
I have a BlackBerry Curve. Yeah, new, unopened.
And one of them was a BlackBerry. Yeah. It's not. So
Lizzo song.
Will you stop with the Hizzo, Lizzo, the Bizzo, Rizzo?
Lizard.
Stop with that. It might be the greatest music ever. I just don't care about it right now. Listen, Larry, this is important. Breaking news. We had to do a podcast to tell people about this news. So what happens is early this morning, it was right before noon. It was like 11 something. All of a sudden, WWE just issues like Michael Scott, issues a press release. And they're like, congratulations to AEW. Wait, what? They did what? So, okay, congratulations to AEW on a successful premiere. The real winners of last night's head-to-head telecast of NXT on USA and AEW and TNT are the fans.
You.
Who can expect Wednesday nights to be a competitive and wild ride. Now, this is the important part. As this is a marathon, not a one-night sprint. Wait a minute.
That's what Larry says.
Oh, Larry. To those floozies at the bar. Nothing. You said it. You told them it wasn't a one-night sprint, but they didn't believe you. So let's talk about this real quick. Because first of all, oh my God. The first thing I said when I heard this was, oh my God, the numbers didn't actually come out. The preliminary numbers didn't come out until maybe an hour and a half after this. But I know that WWE gets them first.
Right.
So as soon as I saw this, I said, oh my God, they got crushed, didn't they? got smushed. And nothing against NXT. The show was great. Both shows were great. We'll talk about those on the main show. They were great shows.
But their press release was clearly the presidential concession speech.
Yes, it was. And I thought, oh my God, that means the numbers are going to come out soon. So I'm just salivating, waiting for these numbers. And we got the early numbers. So are we ready for these numbers?
I'm ready.
First of all, are we surprised that WWE acknowledged AEW like
this? Yes. I'm proud of them. They're all grown up.
They kind of had to grow up because in the last few weeks and months, Stephanie, Triple H, Vince, all insisting that this company wasn't competition. And the only way it was competition was in the way that all entertainment is competition.
But they used
going to the movies is competition. That's it's competition for your time.
They used competitive in the press release.
They did. They did. So let's talk numbers. Okay, what do you want first, the AEW numbers or NXT numbers?
Larry, that's you.
I don't care. I just want to know. I want to see them side by side. One's not going to help me.
Right.
Okay, then Joe will yell one, yell the other right at the same time.
Points! Okay, we're going to do AEW number first, because that's the one that's a big question mark. We really don't. With NXT, we know what to expect, because like the first week they had 1.2 million viewers, and the next week they only had like a million viewers. So,
and these aren't the standard 1.9 ratings or anything like that. These are whole numbers right now.
These are just, and these are viewership numbers. These are not the same as the shares or the ratings.
Right.
It's different. We're just talking how many people watched it. Okay. Right now, it looks like AEW did around 1.5 million viewers.
Okay.
Some projections are like a little higher. They go as high as 1.7. Some go as low as 1.4.
Okay.
That's fine. But we'll say what the average is. We'll say it's 1.5, even though that might be on the low side.
Mm-hmm.
So 1.5 million viewers. That pretty much demolishes anyone's expectations. The experts said they'd have around, 750,000 to a million viewers. So that's already smashed it almost double what they said. So that's good. Good for them. Right. We had a lot of hype and anticipation for this show for months and months. NXT, and like I said, the first week NXT on USA, now these were, it's not really fair because those were 1 hour shows, but they had about 0.2 million viewers and then a million viewers. So those in a row, respectively. So this week, NXT had around 890,000 viewers.
Oof.
Okay. What do you think the drop would have been without the AEW show? From what did they have, a million the week before?
I would think it would have stayed around a million. But a lot of people changed the channel and went, I'll watch that NXT later.
And, I live tweeted both. Well, no, I didn't live tweet NXT.
Right.
I live tweeted AEW, but I did get a lot of people who were watching NXT, didn't like a particular match, or just didn't care so much.
Turned the channel.
And then did turn the channel.
Just like in the Monday Night War.
That's an option.
Yeah, look at that. That's weird.
But I can't see anybody changing from AEW because it was new.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, it's more than 20 years. Holy crap.
No, it's not just that 800 and whatever thousand, though, right? There was a replay.
Well, okay, that's for NXT. That's just the number for NXT.
That's right, yeah.
But for the, okay, this is the other weird part. Oh my God. So 1.5 million viewers, like I said, that could be a low estimate for AEW. What people have to realize is then also TNT decided we're gonna double up. What we're going to do is we're going to get everybody that maybe skipped AEW to watch NXT a chance. They're going to get a chance to watch AEW immediately. Whereas with WWE, you have to wait 24 hours for it to be on the network. Okay. So there was no way to watch it again unless you DVR'd it or whatever. Okay. So what TNT did was they played a replay of Dynamite, AEW Dynamite. That's the name of the show. They played it twice in a row. So they did the replay immediately following the live show. Even the replay had about 700,000 viewers.
That's crazy.
Which, scary enough, is not exactly, but close to what NXT's live show did.
It's closer to NXT's live show than NXT's live show was to AEW's live show.
Yeah, so we're looking like... now, this is, again, I said it on the main show on Monday, this was going to happen. I said, obviously...
You want the new product.
The interest level is going to be really high for the new product, and it's going to be... It's going to be there for NXT. People do still want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we watched it immediately after AEW. We watched AEW Live, and after that, we watched NXT. And they were both, like I said, they're both good. But most people are going to go for the new thing. But, wow, WWE, I thought you said that this was not competition. Triple H made a lot of derogatory comments about this company and about how it wasn't going to do any numbers and... Those look like pretty big numbers. Those look like close to, you know, not exactly what you get, but close to what you get for SmackDown. And that's really hope SmackDown does better on Fox, because this is going to be an embarrassment if not.
I'm really interested for SmackDown on Fox. And I wasn't
Friday because night.
I forgot all about it yesterday or earlier today.
Friday night's a bad time slot.
Friday night.
Ugh. Yeah, we're back to that. We've had Friday night SmackDown in past years.
I mean, it's good if you don't have a life, so Joe, Larry, and I will all watch it. No problem.
But for there's a regular person that needs to go out and do stuff, they're going to forget, you know?
And again, the curse... Okay, also, the curse of Friday night is, yeah, you might want to see it Friday night, but okay, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
But you're also going to be busy Saturday and Sunday morning, and by Sunday evening, you've heard stuff that happened. You've honestly lost interest.
Yes.
In the crazy world we live in today.
Oh, I know.
By Sunday night, you are on to something else. I can't see you still being interested in what happened Friday that you really couldn't get around till Sunday night.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
That's true.
SmackDown's really going to be rough.
Yeah, it is. It is. So.
But I felt bad because earlier today on the board, I'm like, I'm in this awkward position where we've just watched NXT and AEW, and I actually want to do a show right now. I want to talk about it, but I know we can't because we still have the pay-per-view and we still have Raw, because I completely forgot about SmackDown. Oh my God.
Well, it's easy to forget about SmackDown because we're used to being it on Tuesday.
I thought we had already watched it. Yeah.
It felt like we already watched it because there hadn't been one this past Tuesday.
And I remembered nothing about it, so that's normal too. Yeah,
so it would.
Yeah, so it's just this whole thing is going to be interesting to me. And I mean, listen, to be fair, WWE is absolutely right when they say it's not a one-night sprint. It is a marathon. That's how this competition will work. It's every week we're going to be looking at the numbers going, okay, who cared about what more? But I don't know what you do to fix the fact that, oh, it's going to be on the network tomorrow.
Right.
And, oh, this shiny new thing over here has my attention. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you get over that. Now, WWE will argue later, and I said this for weeks, they'll argue later that, well, if you combine all the numbers of the network subscribers, it's far more people watching. And yeah, but that doesn't help USA. Let me tell you that right now.
Right. It doesn't.
USA isn't saying, oh, well, then.
Yeah.
But as far as each company goes, it does not matter because WWE still has billions and is going to be rolling around in their big pile of coins.
It's not about,
no matter what.
It's not about the money right now.
Yeah.
It's about, and I know with a company where it's always about the money, but this is about their egos and their pride being kind of kicked in the crotch here with these, with not quite double the numbers, but, you know, the split was a little more than I had expected.
You know? And those numbers are going to tighten up by the time we do the show next week.
Right, but it might end up being that was pretty accurate. Right. I'm pretty sure that's pretty accurate. But if it's not, you know, whatever, it's not going to, like, it's going to be the opposite way or anything like that. But this is, again, this is another wait and see. This is another, well, we have to watch them for months. And, you know, we just got a taste of what this AEW even is.
Yeah.
You know, and this new NXT, well, it changes it up a little bit, but for the most part, it was the same NXT, you know, it wasn't, they didn't really do anything drastic. Right. Because you can't do anything drastic right away. That's reactionary. So they did things a little different with the opening of the show. And again, we'll talk about this in detail on the main podcast. But yeah, this is going to be a, it's going to be a fun ride. And WWE's right. I mean, we said it a million times. Everybody says it. It's we are the winners. The mm-hmm. winners are the,
absolutely.
The fans that will hopefully get something good out of this competition. Now, my thought now, though, is it's a weird thought. When you listen to the commentary on these shows and you just see, I don't know, just there's something about it where you can't do this one on a one-to-one ratio, but you try to compare this to what we just experienced on Raw with that new commentary yeah. team on there and how this was, so much better.
These two commentary teams, and I say a lot of negative stuff about JR, and we'll
talk
generally. We'll talk about, again, all of this on the main show. But these two teams came last night to compete.
Yep, they did.
Not that what we're talking about, but they did keep JR where he needed to be for yes. the show.
They had
he
a shock collar on him.
He was clearly
whereas King was just King.
Yes, he was clearly talked to, and everything was done properly. And then on NXT, Mauro, yes, he's out of control with the pop music,
the
rap, and it's pop and hip hop craziness all night. That's all he talks about.
Yeah,
but
he has a level of energy and excitement.
He calls a great show. He's always in an 11 or higher. I know that, but he calls a great show. And again, when you look at that compared to the lackluster, just dullness, and then and with King added terribleness of what was on Raw.
But here's the thing: if you're Vic, and you're like, okay, NXT, we got to do something special with them because they're going against this new product, AEW, and NXT is new to mainstream now, and Fox is new for us, and we have to, we're moving all of our seasoned people over there.
Correct.
And that's going to be the good show. And you three, just get us through the night.
Yeah.
Why would they even bother to try?
That's a good point. But also, okay, what my whole point of saying all this was, what are the odds? Is it possible even that Raw and SmackDown will now be the afterthoughts, and all focus is going to be on Wednesdays? Just because, Raw's been around forever, but it's a three-hour slog.
Slog a word?
Yeah, but it's still there. It's still a three-hour slog, whether you care about it or not.
Right. And then Fridays, what they do with every new show, they hype it up and pump it up and put all the stars on it, do all these great things at first, do a title change at first on the first episode. I'm talking about SmackDown, and then they kind of forget about it. And
they're like drug dealers.
Yeah, they kind of just like, well, it's not that important. We have to focus on this other thing that's important.
Here's my opinion. I think what it comes down to, my takeaway, as soon as I talked to you after we watched AEW.
Yeah.
My takeaway is what I think is something that's going to be huge in the development of this battle is my takeaway was, oh my God, I enjoyed AEW so much. I can't wait till next week to watch one more show.
And we all said that.
It is it's hard to imagine how this is going to work. But honestly, WWE success is going to be their biggest hindrance in this because AEW is going to be special. I don't care that you have three separate shows named something different. They're all your shows.
They're all WWE.
Yeah.
And that's what AEW we were saying.
Is 1 2-hour show absolutely. A week.
And they have something to prove.
Absolutely. And they have something to prove, and there's going to be something special every week because they have no choice. They are the young, scrappy, hungry company, so they don't have a choice. With WWE, even on their, quote, indie show on NXT, they were shoving it down your throat that it was WWE.
Yes.
They were saying, hey, get the network for this pay-per-view and this.
Yeah.
Hey,
Hell in this, Cells
is
this, weekend.
This is the schedule for the pay-per-view. And here's Seth Rollins' match. And here's the Becky Lynch's match. And, that's a turnoff for some people. You know?
Right.
They don't care about that. They're not there for that. They're for there for the NXT stars. They don't want to hear. Maybe they don't even want to watch Raw or want to watch SmackDown. But like Larry said, with AEW, it's this special, unique thing where they only have one show. So when it's over, you're like, I want to see more, but I have to wait a week. With WWE, it's like, well, there's a show on tomorrow. And there's a show on the next day. And yeah, that's...
Enjoying that wait is a part of fandom. And this is what...
Yes.
What's interesting is this is what the networks, both Fox and USA, paid for. For a show that people look forward to want.
I know.
But they're cannibalizing their own product. Mm-hmm. To where you're not looking forward to it. I know we binge watch stuff nowadays, but remember when you were a kid, you would watch your TV show, whatever, Happy Days, and oh, it was great. It'll be on next week. I'm a Happy Days fan. If Happy Days, but then when Happy Days is in reruns, you're like, yeah, it's Happy Days. It's on.
Right.
You know,
but it's on all the time. And if I miss it, I miss it.
Yeah.
And with WWE, the schedule they want us to watch is Monday, we watch Raw. Wednesday, we watch NXT. Thursday, we watch NXT UK. Friday, we watch 205 Live. Friday, we also watch SmackDown. Sunday, we watch a pay-per-view. Sometimes even Saturday, we watch a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
And like you said, Larry, no matter what name they put on it, it's all WWE. One's a different flavor than the other one, but they're all WWE. And AEW is one thing.
Not WWE.
They could have all their focus on it, and it has nothing to do with WWE, other than maybe a star was in WWE before or whatever. So that's going to be a big deal. That's part of the reasons why the numbers were what they were for debut night. But again, as WWE said in the press release, it is a marathon. So it's week to week here. So we have a lot to look forward to. And I can't wait to the main shows because I want to review these shows.
Yes.
I really do. But we had to get this information out there and that we got some numbers. So there you have it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, also the real winner is AEW because they just proved to their network that they can pull that number. The network has to be so happy with that.
Oh, I know. Uh-huh.
So.
And that's just it. Yep. Now
just think about Fox. Think about Fox looking at that number.
Wasn't Suicide Squad the lead-in show for AEW?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that looked bad. We only watched the last scene.
It was. Yeah, I only saw parts of it. What's up with the Birds of Prey movie that's coming out? Is that what it's called? It's Harley Quinn.
It's paying attention.
It's not even like the actress. It's Harley Quinn. So anyway,
DC. Everybody just like. Gives them a sad nod.
And we do, and then we go, it's bad. The writing was bad, and you should feel bad. Okay, that's it for the first ever episode of Smart Wrestling Fan After Light, whatever that means. And there you go. There's your update report thing.
Go to smartwrestlingfan.com, support us. Go to patreon.com/smartwrestlingfan. Go to youtube.com/JoeNegron. Leave us positive reviews. Maybe you can't leave a shekel or two right now, but you can help get the word out there.
Yeah, it's all good. So thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it. And until next time, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.